Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's special Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, a special meeting that was held about a project that you and I have talked about since I've been here for 7 years, and one that I think will have continue to have some extensive discussion coming up this year and beyond, is the community center. And that's a centerpiece of our community when it comes to the arts, and was for a long time with some of the sports programs until the gym had closed. Let our listeners know a little bit about what the council took the next step on this week and what that looks like heading into the fall as more conversations come about the future of a facility I know that's important to many people.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, we did discuss the Pella Community Center. And as you said, there's a lot of passion for the facility in the community, and it's been a valuable resource for the community for a number of years. Now, to put this in proper context for your listeners, we originally started, I would say, as far as long-term really discussions on improvements to the building in 2018, and that was a part of the city's long-term facilities plan. We commissioned a consultant to develop a 20-year plan for the city that looked at the city's facility plans over the next 20 years. And of course, when we looked at the community center, it is in need of some attention on it, and it rose to the list of probably, when you look at facilities at the city and discussions on what's the next step, this is probably priority number one from the city's perspective on as far as addressing the ultimate purpose and needs of the city in future use of the building. The building was originally built in 1915, and right around the late 70s, the city actually took over the building from the Pella Community School District and converted it into a community center. And like I said, it served the city very, very well over the years. Now, and as a part of our long-term facilities plan and really planning on the facility, Andrew, something that we've done over this, there's been three, I would say, engineering assessments on the building. Two of them were conducted by the city. One was conducted by the Friends of the Community Center. And the range of options on cost of those assessments, to put it in context for your listeners and understand the options the city is facing, really range from $4.5 million, which if the city were just to go over there and replace the items that need to be replaced, and so this would be the major items such as the mechanical and electrical system, HVAC systems in the building, make some modest improvements to accessibility on the feature on it. That option is about $4.5 million on there. And they range all the way up to $15 million, which is basically replacing everything in the building, and then also this plan that was submitted by the Friends of the Community Center would be a wing addition to the building. Currently, the facility is right around 40,000 square feet. The wing addition would be right around 9,400 square feet, so it'd be about a 50,000 square foot facility by the time the wing addition was there, and that addition was geared towards just improving accessibility access to the building. Now, in looking at the city's options, one of the things that we thought was very important, we stressed to council last night, is before we make a decision, this is a long-term investment for the city, we want to make sure we make the right decision. And a phrase that we often use at the city is we're going to measure twice and cut once on this matter. One of the things we threw out there, and we also thought it's just important in making a decision, is what would be the cost of a new community center? So if you build a comparable facility on this, our consultants spent quite a bit of time talking to users of the community center, and also I'd say key stakeholders of the community center to determine the community's needs. And ultimately what they came back to the city was roughly about a 47,000 square foot building on there that contained two full-size gymnasiums, would have room for the city's art center programs. And also with that, depending, when you look at, there is also a plethora of meeting rooms in there as well, including a council meeting chambers as well. That option is somewhere right around 17 to 19 million is what we estimate that option would be. So in looking at our options last night, one of the things we solicited feedback on the council, and this was just a preliminary meeting, trying to get discussion started and identify in a future course of action, was option number one was just to go down and make improvements to the building on it. That's the $4.5 million option. Option number two was actually a partnership with the Friends of the Pella Community Center, which is the $15 million project and puts a wing addition onto the building. Under that scenario, the Friends have stated that they believe they can raise about $4 million for the project, which means the city would be about an $11 million project. And option number three would be any other option the city would likely consider, but mainly involves building a new facility on it. There was a lot of good discussion last night and a lot of good ideas that came about on the matter. And so what our plans are is we've taken the input that we received last night. There's going to be future work sessions on the facility, and there'll be additional discussions at that time. But again, this was an initial meeting and really just intended to start to outline the potential options the city has. And specifically, we wanted to get down to where we're focusing on the key options on the matter, Andrew.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.